The Poetry of Walt Whitman, an introduction. Walt Whitman was an immense talent, a prodigious one at that. Associated with the free verse movement, his poems are usually on the longer side. Iconic works such as Leaves of Grass divided opinion on their publication. Some argued it was obscene, others, such as Ralph Waldo Emerson, rallied to his cause. Whitman was born on May 31, 1819, on Long Island. By the age of 11, his schooling was finished, and he embarked on a series of jobs that eventually led to various newspaper editorships. He began to write poetry in the 1840s, and in 1855 published his first of many versions of Leaves of Grass. Thereafter, he wrote solidly until his death on March 26, 1892. He is buried in Camden, New Jersey. Whitman wrote, "The proof of a poet is that his country absorbs him as affectionately as he has absorbed it."
A Clear Midnight by Walt Whitman. This is thy hour, O soul, thy free flight into the wordless, away from books, away from art, the day erased, the lesson done, thee fully forth emerging, silent, gazing, pondering the themes thou lovest best, night, sleep, and the stars. Miracles by Walt Whitman. Why, who makes much of a miracle? As to me, I know of nothing else but miracles. Whether I walk the streets of Manhattan, or dart my sight over the roofs of houses toward the sky, or wade with naked feet along the beach, just in the edge of the water, or stand under trees in the woods, or talk by day with anyone I love, or sleep in the bed at night with anyone I love, or sit at table at dinner with my mother, or look at strangers opposite me riding in the car, or watch honeybees busy around the hive of a summer forenoon, or animals feeding in the fields, or birds, or the wonderfulness of insects in the air, or the wonderfulness of the sundown, or of stars shining so quiet and bright, or the exquisite, delicate, thin curve of the new moon in spring, or whether I go among those I like best, and that like me best, mechanics, boatmen, farmers, or among the savants, or to the soiree, or to the opera, or stand a long while looking at the movements of machinery, or behold children at their sports, or the admirable sight of the perfect old man, or the perfect old woman, or the sick in hospitals, or the dead carried to burial, or my own eyes and figure in the glass. These, with the rest, one and all, are to me miracles, the whole referring, yet each distinct and in its place. To me, every hour of the light and dark is a miracle. Every cubic inch of space is a miracle. Every square yard of the surface of the earth is spread with the same. Every foot of the interior swarms with the same. Every spear of grass, the frames, limbs, organs of men and women, and all that concerns them, all these, to me, are unspeakably perfect miracles. To me, the sea is a continual miracle. The fishes that swim, the rocks, the motions of the waves, the ships with men in them. What stranger miracles are there? Italian Music in Dakota by Walt Whitman. Through the soft evening air enrinding all, rocks, woods, fort, cannon, pacing sentries, endless wilds, in dulcet streams, in flutes and cornets' notes, electric, pensive, turbulent, artificial, yet strangely fitting even here, meanings unknown before, subtler than ever, more harmony, as if born here, related here, not to the city's frescoed rooms, not to the audience of the opera house, sounds, echoes, wandering strains, as really here at home, somnambula's innocent love, trios with Norma's anguish, and thy ecstatic chorus polluto, rayed in the limpid yellow slanting sundown, music, Italian music in Dakota. While nature, sovereign of this gnarled realm, lurking in hidden barbaric grim recesses, acknowledging rapport however far removed, as some old root or soil of earth its last-born flower or fruit, listens well pleased. That Music Always Round Me by Walt Whitman. That music always round me, unceasing, unbeginning, yet long untaught I did not hear. But now the chorus I hear and am elated, a tenor, strong, ascending, with power and health, with glad notes of daybreak I hear. A soprano, at intervals, sailing buoyantly over the tops of immense waves. A transparent bass, shuddering lusciously under and through the universe. The triumphant tutti, the funeral wailings, with sweet flutes and violins, all these I fill myself with. I hear not the volumes of sound merely, I am moved by the exquisite meanings. I listen to the different voices, winding in and out, striving, contending with fiery vehemence to excel each other in emotion. I do not think the performers know themselves, but now I think I begin to know them.